Here's one of the biggest deceptions going around at the moment. If I hang on to all my money, then I'll be safe, I'll be secure, and I'll be happy. If only that were true. But it isn't. By and large, it's a lie. Safety, security, and happiness, I mean real fulfillment, only tend to come our way when we let go of the money. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today, we're going to take a look at receiving, having, and giving from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you how you can receive your very own copy of our latest life application booklet here at Christianity Works, called Wisdom That Works. Not so long ago, we spent several weeks on this program talking about money. And the reason for that is that God has an awful amount to say about money. I heard a man say something that really struck home with me recently on this subject. And what he said was this, that smack bang in the middle of every human heart lies a desire for safety and security. It's one of the most natural of all human desires. And there's actually nothing wrong with that. The bit where we get it wrong, though, is when we go looking for that safety and security in the wrong places. Some people look for it in relationships, and it's good and it's right for us to trust in people. That's good. We're social creatures. But even relationships fail. Ultimately, a man and a woman who've been married, who've been soulmates for a lifetime, well, that's going to end when death them do part. And in an increasingly materialistic world, many, many people go looking for their security and their safety in money, in wealth. And so we've spent several weeks chatting about that, because so many people have become slaves to wealth, chained to this desire for money, that they've wandered away from their faith and pierced themselves with many pains. Well, as you'll know, if you've been able to join me the last couple of weeks, at the moment we're taking a walk through the Old Testament book of Proverbs. It's a book of wisdom, and the bit of wisdom that we're up to today, the bit that we're going to talk about, is about giving our wealth away. Ooh. God's wisdom is invariably counterintuitive, but it's powerful, and we're going to listen to him on this very subject today. So, what does God have to say about this? Well, have a listen. We're going to read just a few short verses from Proverbs chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, the expectation of the wicked in wrath. Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. A generous person will be enriched, and one who gives will get water. The people curse those who hold back grain, but a blessing is on the head of those who sell it. Isn't it interesting how God here in his words links good, righteousness, versus wickedness, with giving freely versus withholding? Verse 24 flows directly from 23, almost an example of what he's saying. Let's look at them again, the two verses. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, the expectation of the wicked in wrath. See, some give freely, yet they grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. See, that's a Hebrew literary construct. It's called a couplet. We're meant to read verse 24 as a practical illustration, a parallel of verse 23. Righteousness versus wickedness is reflected by giving freely versus withholding. That's not something that we always necessarily want to hear. As is always the way with God, God makes it clear that with righteousness comes God's blessing. Listen carefully. God is a God who wants to bless us. Yes, we all have storms that rage through our lives from time to time, and no, he doesn't always take those storms away. But in the eye of the storm, there is a peace and a calm. God wants us to live in his peace and his calm and his blessing no matter what's raging at the moment. And when it comes to the way in which we spend our resources, not just our money, but our gifts and our talents and everything at our disposal, there is a God who wants to bless us through how we do that. So let's read verse 24 and understand the blessing. Some give freely, yet they grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. Giving freely means we grow richer, and withholding means we suffer want. I used to be a withholder. I was mean with my money. I never, ever gave to people at a time when I was earning a bucket of money in the commercial world. Why? Well, I worked hard for that. I earned it. And whilst I might have thrown a bit of loose change into the tin next to the Salvation Army guy in the shopping centre, the bulk of my wealth stayed in my hands. It was mine, all mine. And so filled was I by this whole thing of wealth that somehow I never had enough. as much as I earned, as much as I clung to it. I never felt that I had enough. And when calamity and financial storms hit me, and friend, I don't care who we are, how rich we are, they do and they will. And the question is, where is our safety and security? We've withheld it all, and all we do is suffer want. In other words, it doesn't matter how much we want to believe that it's true, money doesn't give you security. It's nice, but it's not safe. Not absolutely. And so God's word, he literally says that the one who hangs on to their wealth is going to suffer need and poverty and lack and want, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Alternately, the one who gives freely, who literally scatters their wealth out there like seed in a field, the one who disperses their wealth, that one will have gain and increase. That one will grow richer emotionally, spiritually, and sometimes physically too. This is one of the most profoundly counterintuitive truths that I've ever come across in the Bible. But what I've discovered in my life is, it is actually true. When I hung on to it all, I never seemed to have enough. Then little by little, God got a hold of my heart and I was able to let some of it go. A couple of things happened. I've always had enough ever since. Even if some months I didn't receive a salary, even if some months things looked incredibly tight and we didn't know where the money to live on was going to come from, God has never failed me. But the other thing that happened is that money lost its control over my heart. It wasn't the main thing anymore. God became my main thing, and I truly believe that letting go and giving was an essential part of that. I'm just being honest here and sharing my experiences with you. Some give freely yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. You want to know something? From my life, I can honestly say that is the absolute truth. Absolutely. It's a bit of wisdom that I only wish I'd managed to wrap my heart around much sooner than I ever did. And you know, when our faith is in God's provision, in his faithfulness, we get a real sense of security happening in our hearts. But look at what else happens when the miser becomes a generous giver. Verse 25, a generous person will be enriched, and one who gives will get water. But the people curse those who withhold their grain, but a blessing is on the head of those who sell it. All of a sudden, it makes a huge difference to our relationships and to the influence that we have in the hearts and the lives of the people around us. So let me say this again. How we give, where we give, how much we give, that's totally between each one of us and God. You should give wherever God's leading you to give, and you should give where there is fruit for the kingdom of God. That is your business with God. We should never, ever, ever allow ourselves to be manipulated into giving to this particular cause or that, or to be guilted into giving. The Holy Spirit knows us. Let him lead. Let him guide. But give we should. The God I serve owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's not sweating on my giving plan or yours. He aches to see our hearts set free from wickedness, the sort that comes when wealth is our tyrannical master rather than a faithful servant. That's why God blesses us when we give, and that's why we suffer when we withhold. I know it appears upside down, but friend, it is absolutely true. Wisdom so often seems to be a paradox, but somehow when we lay hold of it, just like this thing on giving freely, we realize that it's the only thing that actually works. To help you wrap your mind around God's amazing wisdom, Christianity Works has published a powerful little life application booklet called Wisdom That Works. And right now, I'd love to send you your very own free copy. You can request yours by stopping by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and you'll receive your link to the free e-booklet in just seconds. And while you're there, don't forget to check out Christianity Works TV. You can watch this week's message online. You'll see it right there on the homepage, together with so many other free resources. Because here at Christianity Works, we're passionate about seeing your life transformed as the Holy Spirit takes God's word, writes it onto your heart, and leads you into an intimate, powerful, dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. That is why we do what we do. So again, that life application booklet is called Wisdom That Works, and you can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. It's been great to spend this time with you today. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.